Kia ora and welcome into another episode of The Road to Tokyo. When it comes to New Zealand male middle distance runners, well, we have got some beauties, don't we? Nick Willis, he's still out there plying his trade. And when you go back a couple of decades ago, we've got Walker, we've got Dixon. We can add another surname to that list, Tanner. Samuel Tanner by way of Tauranga over to the University of Washington and now on his way to Tokyo for the 1500 metres. Recently, he ran at the New Balance Indoor Grand Prix and posted a time of 3 minutes, 34.72 seconds. That's meeting the qualifying standard for the 1500, and he joins me now. Sam, first of all, congratulations on meeting the mark. How did it feel when you crossed the line and you knew you were on your way to the Games?
Hey, man, thanks for having me. Unbelievably amazing feeling crossing that line. Just knowing that, you know, I'm on the home straight and just looking at that clock going, oh, my goodness, I think I'm going to get it. And then, you know, just dip the head just a little bit, crossing the line, making sure, and then look up at the clock after and then just celebration. Me and my Aussie mate Ollie Hoare was just, yeah, we were stoked. Both of us got our qualifying standard and, yeah, celebration all around.
So at what point did you realise you were running a really good race? Like, did you afford yourself a couple of glances at the clock as you were doing the laps, or was it literally just one lap to go and I'm on here?
Yeah, so when you're running indoors, there's outdoors too sometimes, but indoors predominantly there's two clocks at the 100 metre mark and one at the 200 metre mark because it's a 200 metre track. And I came past with 100 to go and I saw the time and I was like trying to do quick maths in my head. I'm like, I think I'm running fast. I think I'm on target. And then so I just put my head down and just grinded that last 100 and then we just came over the time and I just couldn't be happier, really.
What was the race like from go to woe? A fast race from the get-go?
Yeah, absolutely. We got up fast, not too fast, just kind of right at that 57, 58 kind of second range for 400. And there was a bit of pushing and shoving a little bit, you know, people putting their hands on each other's back, checking each other, making sure no one fell over. But then quickly strung out because of that fast pace. I kind of had to make a few little moves throughout the race, but timed them right. And, yeah, I'm really happy with how that played out. And then ended up chasing a little bit with that last 600. And, I was almost caught Jake Whiteman. I think he's a British record holder too at the 1500s. So it's pretty awesome too.
Yeah, well, let's talk about a few records because not only did you make the Olympic qualifying standard, but you've beaten the New Zealand record in the process, the New Zealand indoor record, that is, held by the great Nick Willis. How did he react to that?
Yeah, he is such a good lad. And we actually caught up a little bit before the race as well. And he came over to my room and we just watched a bit of a movie and had a chat. Yeah, the whole process of hanging out with him, warming up with him, and chatting with him after the race was just really good. And he was just, you know, super, super stoked. And actually both times that I've beaten his records, he's been in the race. So I think I'm going to have to tell him to keep running so I can keep beating his records. But it was really good. And he's super proud of me, but it's be racing him at the same time.
Yeah, I suppose he's almost an advocate for your talent, isn't he? Because he hasn't shunned it and he hasn't said, oh, no, here's a guy who's sort of nipping at my heels. He's embraced the challenge and he's almost elevated you to the guy. You're carrying the baton for New Zealand male middle distance runners now.
Yeah, that is a couple of people have been saying that, eh? That's been a bit of pressure on the shoulders, but I think with the likes of him and other distance runners in New Zealand history, I think that given those titles and stuff, you kind of just have to pick up your game really and pick up your socks and just send it, run hard, and then hopefully you can live up to those standards that people have put on you. But it's really exciting to be able to have those sorts of titles on you, but also a bit of pressure, but it's good. It's all fun and games.
Sam, how bizarre is it though? You're running alongside and beating Nick Willis, who, you know, he's been a middle distance force for as long as you've been alive. And now all of a sudden you can race against him, you beat him, you can talk to him behind the scenes. That must be a really strange sort of relationship that you've got with a New Zealand sporting legend.
Yeah, he we've actually only met really a couple times, but you know, like I message him on Instagram and social platforms probably more often than not, and it's been really awesome to kind of look up to my hero, but also to be able to race him and have that opportunity to just get in and go hard.
How does it feel that you're the guy? You're having the baton passed to you essentially by Nick.
It's a massive honor, and I couldn't be more proud. But yeah, it's a bit sometimes, I think, because it's really like nothing's really changed except for the fact that, you know, you're the man now, and now you just have to carry the country's middle distance running. So it's good. Kind of thrive under pressure a little bit, but it'll be all right.
Well, that's good, mate. I'm glad you thrive under pressure, because there'll be plenty of it come August. Hey, so we've spoken about the New Zealand indoor record. What about the collegiate record for both indoor and outdoor 1500 metres? Did you realise that in running your 3 minutes 34.72 seconds that you are the man of collegiate athletics at the 1500 metre distance?
I was kind of stoked. Like, I knew that was the record and I got it, but I didn't really realize the significance of it, because I was talking to my coach in the US afterwards and he's like, man, the collegiate system have had people like Nick and Bernard Lagat and other champions come through the system and you just like smoke their record. And I think I beat like last year's record by like 2 seconds. And I'm like, what? Like, that doesn't seem even like crazy. I'm like, surely there's got to be someone else who's run that fast, but apparently not.
So what does that tell you about your ability? You're 20 years of age, and over the last 2 years, your times are getting faster and faster and faster. That must give you one hell of a hint as to how good you can possibly be.
Yeah. It excites me a lot. I think that I'm pretty blessed to have the genes and the talent that I've got, and I think that a lot of that comes down to an amazing support around me. But you know, with those kind of that pressure of going, oh, actually, you could probably run faster than Nick Willis has. It just comes down to getting in the right race and being in the right shape at the right time. You know, and racing in Europe or wherever that race happens to be, it'd be a good opportunity. But you know, those opportunities are rare, and you've got to make the most of it when you can. So, who knows? Might come, might not. But it's exciting either way.
Your times have been pretty quick. When you go back to January, you were running at the Tauranga Twilight meet. I suppose that's your home meet. And you were 1.5 seconds off the Olympic qualifying mark. And you said at the time, I think I can go faster. I'm going to do this. Like, did you honestly believe, like, you had the confidence that you could improve on that time in such a short period of time to now?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, people like Nick Willis actually said on the New Zealand Distance Running Facebook page, I think he said that in a race in Europe when everyone's in one line and you're kind of just getting dragged through by the pacer, he said that that's like a 3:33 effort. And so I suppose that kind of lit a little bit of a fire in my belly going, actually, yeah, I can run faster than that. That was hard, but, you know, I had to run 500 metres of it solo. And so chasing someone is always easier than trying to push when you're in the box. And so, yeah, that goal was always there. And I'm thinking, yeah, you know, if you believe in yourself and you just go out to hit the time, then who knows what can happen, really.
Mm. With your development over the last few years, you know, what is the key to it? Obviously, you've been with the University of Washington, picked up a scholarship in late 2019. So there's probably that to consider. The fact that, you know, you're getting older. So as you get older, maybe you get better and faster. Can you also put some benefit to the fact that you had this running group with the Robertson boys? I think you were with Aaron Pulford and Hayden Wild. Is it all of those things that have led to this amazing progression?
Yeah, absolutely. We have been really, really blessed throughout COVID. Steve Willis and Athletics New Zealand have created an amazing platform for us to train and put a whole lot of good hard work in. And I think that I'm really reaping the benefits of that now. But I think the key for me was just get a whole lot of consistency and really good quality training in amongst other sports as well. And keeping it fun for me is the biggest thing. So, you know, like if there's surf, I'm going to have an easy day running and then I'm going to go for a surf when I'm home. But yeah, that, you know, incorporating things like that to kind of keep your athleticism high as well is, I think, key for me at least.
Yeah, so you, in the past, I think you spoke to one of my friends and colleagues, Christina Eddy, for a news story a couple of years ago, and you said that, you know, deep down you're just a beach boy who runs a bit. Is that still pretty much 100% accurate? If the surf's up, it's time to get in there with the board?
Yeah, well, that's usually the goal. I think that as, you know, my career's progressed, I think that little sacrifices like that have had to be made. But down at heart, that's definitely true. I think that you can't really take the beach kid out of the beach kid. I'm always going to be a kid who grew up in Papamoa and loves a surf and a bit of a skate, as opposed to going for a run on a hot day. You know, like, who likes to sweat that much when you could just hop in the sea? But no, it's good.
Well, considering that most athletics meets occur in the summertime, it must be pretty difficult to concentrate on your core responsibilities in life, which is running. You must just want to get out there and get in the water.
Yeah, that's very, very true. But I think that it helps me being in Seattle at the moment. It's just snowy and rainy, so I just want to run all the time. But I did look at a photo the other day and I'm like, man, what would I do for it to be summer again? It was just like, there is something satisfying about, you know, sweating heaps. It's kind of gross, but like when your armpits just slide past your arms slide past your armpits, it just feels good actually. But yeah, it's kind of just the runner's high that you get when you're running in the heat. But yeah, it's a bit of an experience, that's for sure.
I get that feeling when I'm just sat there. Well, that's probably because I'm obese for my age and height. Anyway, less about me and more about you, Sam. The scholarship with the University of Washington, how has that helped? Obviously, you know, we've seen in the past New Zealanders go to America, they get into the college system, and all of a sudden they get faster and faster and faster. What is it about the system that helps improve New Zealand athletes like yourself?
I don't know. Speaking about obese, I actually put on quite a few kilos my first quarter here, and it was like, I started running and I had never really come like worse than like 16th in cross country, and then I ran cross country my first outdoor season or fall quarter. I came 233rd in national cross country, and I was like, oof, that was a bit of a shock to the system. But you know, I came back to New Zealand, got skinny, and then back to hard training. And I think it's the reason why people succeed over here is just the quality of people and then the professionalized training environment. We've got so many amazing facilities over here and awesome coaches and a lot of good people to train with. So I think those three things kind of add together and make a really, really, really good kind of platform to get good at running.
I'm interested to hear what your version of overweight is, because what are you currently weighing in at, and how heavy were you when you were obese?
You know how they say the freshman 15, like 15 pounds? I put on at least 15 pounds.
Right.
But I'm like 58 to 60 kilos at the moment, which is pretty light. But I was probably like closer to 70.
Whoa. Holy moly. Good on you. Well done.
My dad actually said I had a fat neck, which is pretty funny, but I needed to be told it. Like, awesome. It was awesome. But, you know, like, it was for someone in my position, it's just what you have to be told sometimes. But it's, you know, shot putter, good job. That's what you want.
Yeah.
Not for me.
That's right. I mean, I spoke to Tom Walsh at the Potts Classic, and he was like telling me what he got up to over Christmas and New Year. He said he ate too much, he drank too much, and put on 2 kg. So, you know, welcome to Tom Walsh's world.
You know, his T-shirt that running is overrated, I really want one of those, actually, because that's a bit of him, actually, which is pretty cool, and it'd be pretty funny if we're running around in that.
Ironic, but, I think, if you put it on. Yeah. Hey, so
yeah, absolutely.
Tell us a bit about the COVID year, because it affected a lot of people in a lot of different ways. But push comes to shove, it actually helped you out because with the extension or the postponement of the Olympics and it's being run this year, you probably weren't ready to run it in 2020, but you're definitely ready to run it now. So can you tell us a little bit about how the COVID year has actually helped you rather than hindered you?
Yeah, absolutely. I started kind of March, really, where it kind of first hit in the States. And then it got real bad real quick. And my flights changed from, you know, going to Australia and then back to Seattle for a race, and then going Australia, then home, and then just Seattle home. And so that's how it started. And then I got home and then I was like, all right, 2 weeks self-isolation, sweet ass. Did that and then straight into lockdown. But I was pretty lucky. I live right on the beach. So I was running on the beach every day and going for a bike ride. And people say that my house is like the teenager's fun park because we got like a skate bowl in the backyard and the beach next door. So it was actually a good time. And in lockdown for us, we were pretty fortunate, and so that was all right. And then just smashing out a whole lot of mileage, but it actually created a good, yeah, like you say, base of strength for me to be able to get stronger and kind of develop heaps more as a runner. And I think that my body really recognizes that now, and I definitely wasn't going to be ready for Tokyo 2020, but Tokyo 2021. We should see some big things, hopefully.
Yeah, so I guess in essence, your Olympic pathway has been accelerated somewhat because you would have been targeting 2024.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I would have liked to go to 2020, but the chances were much, much more slim. And yeah, so 2024 was the real goal, but now obviously we're going to 2020, 2021. Yeah. So that's exciting and a bit of a childhood dream come true.
Yeah, very exciting indeed. Now that you've qualified, it's been almost a week or so since you have. Have you afforded yourself the opportunity to think about what it'll be like on the start line and who you're going to be coming up against? And does that terrify you at all, or does the challenge excite you?
Oh, the challenge definitely excites me. I think that running in front of, you know, a whole bunch of people, which may not even be the case, but running against a whole bunch of really, really, really high caliber athletes, some of the world's best, all of the world's best, actually, that excites me. And it doesn't scare me too much because, you know, I've had that kind of childhood of extreme sports. So I figure, you know, if you can drop in on a 14-foot vert ramp and you could kill yourself, like running a race is not that scary. So it's just definitely something that I look forward to doing, and it's going to be fun.
Yeah, if you could avoid 15-foot drops between now and August 7, the nation would thank you because we don't want anything to happen to you. We don't need a broken arm or leg before this event takes place, Sam.
Yeah, no, over the years, I've definitely got more restricted in my extreme sports. So it's been good. And we've just been, you know, back home, I was just riding logs, surfing small waves all the time. But it was good.
Wrapping yourself in cotton wool.
Yeah.
When it comes to the race, the 1500 metres at the Games, do you allow yourself to dream? Because obviously you've run a sub 3 minute 35 second 1500 metres. And when you look at what happened in Rio 2016, it was like a notoriously, famously slow final. The winning time by the American was 3 minutes 50. So you're doing 15, 16 seconds faster than the previous gold medal winning time. Are you a legitimate threat in this event?
I'd hope so. I think that my strength is definitely my kick. And I think the Olympics is a race that, you know, it's not necessarily whoever's the fittest at that day or on that day. It's whoever plays their cards the best. And, you know, if you end up, everyone's got an ace in their pocket, but if, you know, someone comes out with a joker on that day, you've got the gold. But I think that it'll all depend on the race, all depend on the day. I could come out with a gold and shock the whole world, or I could come out and not even make the final. So it'll be interesting, but who knows? That's what's exciting about the 1500, definitely.
Just talking more about your kick, I was at the Potts Classic and I saw you run the 3000. And obviously it's twice as long as the 1500. My Edgewater College education has not let me down there. I'm pretty good at maths these days. But, you led out for about 3.5 minutes. You're at the head of the field, dropped back, and then with 500 metres to go, you blitzed everybody. And I'm telling you now, if you get the opportunity to watch this guy in person, you'll understand how quick he is after, how many minutes had you been running around for? About seven? Six and a half, seven, and you just annihilated everybody. How fast are you in that final 400, 500 metres?
That's kind of a hard question to answer, but I think my fastest 400 was a relay split, and I think I split 48 flat, so that's 12 second hundreds for every 100 of the 400. If you can picture that, then that's about what I'm doing.
That's incredible. How do you work on getting faster in the closing stages of a race? Because, if you're sort of 1,000 metres through the race, like, where do you get the energy from? And in training, how do you sort of replicate that to make sure that you improve?
Yeah, absolutely. We do a lot of aerobic and anaerobic work, which just means that your body is using different energy systems. And when you're using those energy systems, it's one thing to be able to use one and then use another in two different workouts, but you got to train yourself to switch and to use one and then the other in one rep or in one thing just to replicate race situations and race scenarios. And so for me, it's like you can train both of them and then train them both together, and a whole bunch of different things that kind of add to making a good race replication / race fitness. And then you just have to get fit from racing. Some people say that like race fitness, some people benefit really, really well off racing and then they just get really race fit. So I think that, a combination of shorter sprints, I think my shortest distance I'll run is like actually flying 30s, which is like 30 meters full acceleration, 30 meters full gas, and then 30 meters deceleration. And I think that those little tiny wee tweaks are what can keep your speed there. And Nick Willis's famous saying is use it or lose it. And so I think that you need to keep using it so that you've actually got it there when your body calls on it at the end of the race.
There's like a new wave of young track and field stars coming through. Just when we think that when Nick Willis and Dame Valerie Adams give it away, there might be this vacuum of talent. Everybody starts pouring through. You're there. You've got Zoe Hobbs in the 100 metres. You've got Eddie and Tian, who I mentioned earlier, in the men's 100. I was fortunate enough to see Connor Bell in action with a discus in his hand. God, that guy, he's 19, he's enormous, can biff it a mile. Lauren Bruce with the hammer. It must be pretty cool to see all these young guys coming through and you're a part of that.
Yeah, absolutely. It definitely, definitely super exciting for Athletics New Zealand's kind of development. And I think that they've been waiting for something like this, especially in the distance running scene. We've had this group of young athletes ready to run fast for a long time. And I think that COVID has kind of brought everyone together, put everyone's mindset in the right place. And then, we're just kind of thriving off each other and off the domestic season so far. And it's been really good even being back over here watching New Zealand's, different classics. And so I look forward to watching, Capital Classic coming up. All of those other guys just absolutely going hard.
Sam Tanner, brilliant to have you on the road to Tokyo. It's been fantastic seeing your progression over the last 12 to 24 months. Hopefully in the next 6 months you improve out of sight again and you can get on that podium for us in the 1500 metres. Sam, thanks again for your time on the road to Tokyo.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. I've loved it.